Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song goes like this.
To
welcome each and every one of you. We're going to open up our phone lines today. We're going to have an opening prayer done by our very own prophetess, Pamela Freeman. We pardon you for your wait time with joining us today, but God is still in the midst, and he's still able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly. We practice with our International Prayer Center, a non-denominational ministry, amen, of interceding for others and praying and standing in the gap for others, as well as administering the Word of God. So we thank God for giving us this opportunity to be able to come before his people, amen, and just break bread with you. Find it in your hearts and set your hearts on someone at this moment as a woman of God intercedes prayer for us and just continue to stand in the gap for those people. Have someone in your mind and in their hearts, amen, that you need deliverance for. You need their circumstances to be changed, or you just need them to run to God with everything that they have, amen, as we welcome in our very own associate pastor, Prophetess Freeman, amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
God bless you, Pastor McCray. It's an honor and a privilege to be to serve with you. I thank you and appreciate you for the opportunity to come and break bread and also intercede on the behalf of our brothers and our sister in the body and as well as the non-believers. So I usher us into the prayer that God has placed upon my heart. Most gracious and loving Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this new day that we've never seen, Lord God. Lord God, we don't want to take you for granted in anything, in any thought, in any deed that we do, Lord God. But we want to present you first in our lives, Lord God, as the Lord over our lives. So, Father, we come before you humbly. Lord God, asking for forgiveness, repenting of every sin, anything that we may have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight, Lord God. We repent now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you now, Lord God, to look upon our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, Lord God, those cousins, those aunts, uncles, those that are not, Lord God, has not received you as Lord of their lives, Lord God. Father, look upon them, Lord God, each and every one, Lord God, that is on the hearts and minds of those, Lord God, listening to this broadcast, Lord God. Touch now from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Lord God. Let them have a God experience, Lord God, so that they know, Lord God, you for themselves, Lord God, that they come into a place of experiencing your love, Lord God. For you said in your word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, let them understand the scripture and what the word says unto the things that you have sacrificed and given unto us daily, Lord God. You said our flesh should die on a daily basis, those things that are not like you, Lord God, those things that we know of and those things that we may not have come into the understanding of, Lord God. But continue, Lord God, to hold us accountable to the word that we do know, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to permeate our hearts and minds, Lord God, with the understanding of the word that we have, Father, that we may go forth and testify of your goodness, testify of who you are, testify of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that he has done and continually done, do for us, Father. Father, some of us, those that have family members on their heart, some of them need healing, Lord God. Some of them are suffering from a broken heart, Lord God. Some of them are suffering from depression, Lord God, oppression, Lord God. Oh, God, in their mindset, Lord God. Oh, God, dwelling on things, Lord God, that they have no control over, Lord God. But, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with the power and authority, Lord God, that you give us as we receive the Spirit of the living God, within ourselves, Father, I speak now into every circumstance, every situation, Lord God, every household, Lord God, that don't know you, that don't have you as ruler of their lives, Father. I bind principalities now, every tentacle, every hold, every imp, every demon that is suppressing, Lord God, that is presenting stumbling blocks, Lord God, that is troubling them in their spirit, Father. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. For, Father, we have rule and control over principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high place, and everything that would esteem itself above your word, Father. For you said in the word, we are more than conquerors. You have given us and anointed us, Lord God, to defeat the enemy. For your word says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Father, knowing this, Lord God, I speak life into every situation, every circumstance now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your anointing permeate, saturate every household, Lord God. Lord God, touch the heart and mind, Lord God. Father, we know in your word says some will plant, some will water. But, Father, we thank God for you giving the increase, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God. For you said signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow them that believe. And, Father, we believe in, we expect, Lord God, that you to show up and show out, Lord God. Remind the devil of his place, the designated home that was meant for him, hell and all of his fallen angels, Lord God. Father, we thank you now, Lord God. Oh, God, send your ministering angels to encamp round about each and every one, Lord God. Bring them to a place. Compel them to come, Lord God, to know, oh, God, about your son Jesus and all that he has done and continue to do for us, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you now, Lord God. Continue to dispatch your warring angels to encamp round about us, Lord God. Keep the hedge of protection, Lord God, that we walk the narrow and straight gate, Lord God, that you have divinely purposed for our lives, Father. And, Father, we bind everything that will come against us, Lord God, even hearing the word that you have prepared, Lord God, through the pastor, Pastor Priscilla E. McCray, Lord God. Father, continue to anoint her afresh. Continue to keep her, Lord God. Continue to mend, Lord God, every broken place in our life, in our heart, Lord God, that will come against her, Lord God. Father, continue to anoint her, Lord God, that she continues to speak the unadulterated gospel, your truth, Lord God, of who you are, the true and living God, the I am that I am, Father. And, Father, we thank you now. We thank you now for the open door in Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, that we are not just heard in our local communities and our local assemblies, but, Lord God, we are here. She is heard globally, internationally, Lord God, speaking to those, Lord God, that desire to hear about a man named Jesus who came to and saved us, who came to redeem us unto you, Father. And, Father, we thank you now, Lord God. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, Lord God, that belongs to you, Lord God, and only you, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name. And we say amen as the believers of God. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. We certainly appreciate you standing in the gap for us today. Amen.
Jesus.
I know that I am grateful for you. I could not have done it without the Lord on my side by choosing such an awesome apprentice in the pulpit of his establishment. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for you. I thank God for you sharing the vision with me and fighting it, not robbery, to stand in the gap with me to do our Father's bidding. So God bless you for your stand, amen, in the ministry.
Yes, thank you, Pastor.
But as we prepare our hearts, amen, we're going to come to you from Proverbs 31 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that scripture reads, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And this is stemming from our sweet Mother's Day, amen. But we fail to acknowledge the women and men that are there on a daily basis. But the scripture reads again, who can find a virtuous wife? Hmm. And I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds and ask yourself, who is your ideal woman? In the middle of the scripture, scripture 10, from 10 through 31, as I proceeded with it, I read, who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? The heart of a husband is safely trust her, so he would have no lack or gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hand. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers the fields and buys it from her profits that she planted in the vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the splendor. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linens and garments and sells them. I can just go on and on and on. What is an ideal woman like? Are you still asking yourself, what is an ideal woman like? You'll get a variety of answers, especially when you have a variety of people asking the same question. Some say that the ideal woman is the person that will obey and will sit at the footsteps of her husband, or actually literally worship the ground that he walks on. And that's not the ideal woman. Others may say that the ideal woman, amen, is a woman that can minister and actually run her household. That's not a completed ideal woman. Another may say an ideal woman is a woman that can work 9 to 5 and actually come home and raise her children without a man in the house. That's not an ideal woman. We have so many different views of what the ideal woman should be. But let's see what God says about the ideal woman. Amen? The Proverbs is God's description of the ideal woman, and God isn't, amen, a chauvinistic God. He isn't a judgmental God. He isn't a opinionated God. His word is his word, and his word stands alone, amen? He designs and created you, and he knows what would actually be needed in your life to be a fulfilled ideal woman. God will design us with temperance, patience, love, long-suffering, virtuous, faithfulness, kindness, meekness. I mean, all of these things are what God is considering your ideal woman, a woman that has value, a woman that is victorious, a woman, amen, that no matter what she puts her hand to, she comes out beautifully made. Some of us sit around and believe that, you know, I remember ministering this to the people of God, and it came, the only thing that kept ringing in my mind is when society has dictated women as this 5'11", 121 pounds, and her waist is her measurements are 32, 24, 32. That is not what we consider the ideal woman in your Christian life. I can help you out a little further. Those that believe that the Christ is the Savior, those that believe God still lives and his blood is running through us, those that believe that the Christ will return for us, amen, those that believe that God, amen, has sacrificed his only begotten, amen, for the just and the unjust. Come on, somebody, help me out here. This is what the ideal is coming by. So what God is saying to us as an ideal woman, the ideal woman is not the supermodel. The ideal woman is dictated out of characteristics. If you read from the beginning of Proverbs 31, I believe I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but if I'm not, take my mistakes with love, amen? But Lemuel, if this is the correct pronunciation, Lemuel, he had a mother. Lemuel was a king back in the Hebrew day. And Lemuel's mother went to him and said, listen, son, I don't need you to pick a queen based on her looks. I need you to pick a queen based on her characteristics. Because if you go by her faulty looks, amen, you will be deceived. Come on. There's some people that we see that they hold all of the beauty, but their characteristics are flawed. Huh? God wants us to judge the inside, not the outward appearance. So many times we fall in love. Why? Because we're first attracted by the outward things. But have you ever just closed your eyes and just paid attention to a person's behavior? Close your eyes and just paid attention to the things that they're doing on a daily basis. Close your eyes and just dictate in your mind the things that they're saying. Dissect all of these things. Take out the physical appearance of a man or a woman. And all you're left with are the characteristics. When his mother was saying these things to the king, she also warned him not to get drunken with wine. Because when you're drunken with wine, you tend to do things that you wouldn't normally do if you were sober. When you have a drunken mind, you tend to say or do things that may or may not offend. Now, back in this era, the king was to protect and uplift and encourage those people or those around him that was not exalted as he was. He was to protect the kingdom. There's no way that he was able to protect the kingdom if he was lusting after only the beautiful women and he was drunken with wine all the time. There was wisdom being parted into this man at this time. And as I begin to minister this word, I was reminded to the people that this particular word never spoke once about a woman's beauty. It only spoke of her characteristics. When she began to tell her son what is a virtuous wife, what are the things that this virtuous wife should entail? These are the things, my sisters, that we need to have for ourselves, not only for the world that is looking into our lives, but God that's looking at our heart. What are the characteristics of our heart? What is the ideal woman? Who is the ideal woman in your life? Some of us may have our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunts, our friends, even our daughters may be the ideal woman. But the ideal woman that we should strive to be is the ideal woman that God desires us to be. Modest, righteous, well-kept, loving, understanding, dedicated to the cause of our Father and only our Father's business. If I can help some of us out, some of us that are married, and married to those that are unsaved. And it is a blessing in some cases, and in some cases it could be a true strive. But remember, as long as you're in God and God is in you, you will rule victorious at the end of the day. You entered into a marriage. The two of you were unsaved. All of a sudden, you finally turned around and God was still there because he has never left us, right? Am I right about it? He has never left us. He's always there. So when you finally decide to turn to him and cleave to him, amen, you still have that unsaved party. But the Bible reminds us that the saved will save the unsaved, huh? Am I right about it? Am I in scripture here? So what's going to happen to that unsaved husband as long as that wife is living right, as long as she's doing the things that will please him in God's sight? Come on, somebody. But then what also happens to that woman? Remember when you were wearing that skirt about 5 inches above your knee? Watch out, somebody. Now it's either on your knee or a little bit below. Why? Because now you realize that you shouldn't be tempting those, come on, somebody, except that of your man, huh? Your husband. What is happening? You're becoming the virtuous woman. How did that happen? Because you allow God to dwell on the inside. The Holy Spirit, amen, that once you receive the Holy Spirit on the inside, that thing does something. It begins to convict some things, amen. The nature of the world begins to be evicted. Come on, somebody. The devil no longer has residence within you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit and the enemy can't dwell in the same place. So what happens then? The devil, amen, he served an eviction notice. So now that you received on the inside, and the inside is starting to be cleaned up, come on now, the outside is starting to show. What's going to happen to that unsaved husband? He's going to see your life. He's going to desire to have what you have. Ah, beauty, isn't it? Awesome, isn't it? To be able to pull that man in with the help of the Holy Ghost, knowing that God is doing all of these things. Because, see, when you were doing it, if I can help us, if I was doing it, I wasn't able to pull them in. But when I let go and I let God in and allow God to do the work on the inside of me and be able to manifest himself on the outside of me, it was God that would draw you. The love would draw men. You have to first love yourself and forgive yourself for the things that we've done in this world. Remember, we're not of it. We're in it, but we're not of it. Once you've come into a place of God, the ideal woman, submission. But wait a minute. My husband is doing things. My husband said, I can't go to church because my husband said, I can't go. But is your husband a godly man? It was made plain when the scriptures are read that the husband is to love his wife like Christ so loved the church. Christ was a holy man. Christ was a righteous man. Christ was without spots or blemish. And he was loving the church. Who was the church? We, the people, the backsliders, those that were filled with sin. He also reminded us that, come on, and I often say it from the pulpit, come on now, if you were sick, you need a doctor. Come on now, if you're not sick, you don't need a doctor. So if you are righteous, you don't need me. Continue to move, Holy Spirit. So therefore, I have to be submissive to my husband. You have to be submissive to your saved husband, your godly husband. Now, are you telling me, Pastor, that when my husband tells me to go and clean or go and cook or to help him with the business, come on now, I'm not supposed to do it? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But you're supposed to do it in kindness, in love. You need to show him, sweetheart, you need these things done, I want to be right here to help you do it. And when we're finished doing this, do you mind if we pray together? Or my brother, can we pray so that as long as what you need me to put my hands to do, it's going to be done right? See, you need to realize that seeds need to be planted. At that point, that husband, and if I can help some brothers out, that sister, amen, has stony ground all around her. So planting seeds at some point, amen, was planting in vain. If you can go back into Mark and read about the stony ground, amen. Some of us have seeds planted on stony ground. That means that their roots cannot be planted. That means something simple can come along and wipe that right off, and it'll be all gone. So make sure that you are fertile ground. Make sure that you're breaking up the foul ground around you. So when you begin to plant those seeds and somebody else comes along and waters those seeds, God will give the increase in that man or that sister's life. Come on, somebody. Who is your ideal woman? I remember preaching a few months ago about wisdom. How wisdom would tell us, baby, I don't need you to wear that skirt so high. How wisdom would tell us some 4-inch heels going to kill you once you hit your 30s. How wisdom was telling us once you marry that man, you need to be faithful to that man. Wisdom was telling those things. Why? Because wisdom probably seen the outcome of these things. Wisdom probably understood the circumstances behind those things. Wisdom actually probably went through those things. And when wisdom is speaking to us, some of us feel like we don't need to listen to wisdom. Come on now. Wisdom has been put in a place, amen, to lead us and to guide us, just as the Holy Spirit has been put into a place to lead us and to guide us. But your ideal woman, your virtuous woman, will follow the wisdom, amen. The virtuous woman will follow the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We've gotten so far off of what the ideal woman, and man should be. We've allowed men in our lives to feel like we are the rulers. Yes, you are our head. But have you ever experienced, I want you to take the time and go down to Broward General Medical Center, go on the 6th floor, If I'm not mistaken, go to the east wing and see if they had it right. Go down to Jackson Memorial. Go over to Bayview Clinic and see if a lot of those patients got their head right. Some of their minds aren't right. So if the head ain't right, how do you expect the rest of the body to function?
My Lord.
See, the ideal woman will be able to recognize when the head ain't right. So what happens with that head, with all these different clinics and all of these different medical things going on, all of these different psycho wards going on? What do they do with those patients? They treat them with a little medication. If I get ready to step out right now, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. What needs to happen is we need a little bit of medication in that head. Come on, we need a little bit of Jesus in that head. We need a little bit of wisdom in that head. We need a little bit of kindness, understanding, patience, suffering in that head. Come on now.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Hello.
I remember years ago when getting married, I remember them telling me, said, you know what, my sister, what needs to happen is you need to show that man how you need to be treated. The way you treat yourself and the way you allow others to treat you, come on now, is the way your life will be. If I'm treating you with kindness, love, and understanding, if I'm helping you flourish your business, if I'm helping you be all that you can be, the virtuous woman is not the woman that will say, I did it. The virtuous woman is saying, with the help of the Lord, God will give the victory in everything that I put my hands to do. That's your ideal woman. In spite of how you treated me, I'm going to show you love anyway. That's the ideal woman. Despite of the fact that I work 9 to 5, I'm going to go home and cater and take care of my family. That's the virtuous woman. The idea, woman, is to be able to feed a multitude and still maintain her self-respect.
Amen.
The ideal woman, the virtuous woman, is a woman to be able to sit at a table with 20 plus men and still reign as a virtuous woman. How many of you can be able to look at your lifestyle? I'm often on that Facebook and posting, check yourself. See, the Bible tells us that we have to judge ourselves here so that when we descend on high, we would not be judged harshly.
My Lord.
Are you doing all that you can to be the ideal woman that God would have you to be?
My Lord.
But my husband said, there's a head above your husband. Huh?
Amen.
Don't get it twisted, my sisters, nor brethren. God is the author. Huh? He said, I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes, amen. Amen.
So we are all brothers and sisters to live our life according to how God would have us. He also reminded us, lean not unto your own understanding.
Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is a time, my sisters and my brethren, for us to find out who is the ideal person in your life. Who is it? My answer is Christ, and Christ alone is the ideal. The ideal. The I am that I am.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, could we ever be as perfect as that one perfect being? Never. But our lives should be striving for perfection. The Bible reminds us that we've all come short of the glory of God. What does that mean? And because I'm falling short, I need to say, no, get up. I bless the Lord for the second Adam. I bless the Lord for the second opportunity. I bless the Lord. But the enemy will come in and deter you, you virtuous woman, you ideal woman, you ideal man. The enemy will come in and deter you and set you up just so you will fall. And if you are not planted, watch it now, on fertile ground instead of stony ground, you will fall and you will stay down. The ideal woman will take a licking and keep on ticking. There is nothing that the virtuous and ideal woman would not withstand and continue to keep God first. I'm reminded that Mary stayed at the Christ's feet. Amen. Martha was complaining and saying, why is she sitting over there? Don't you know we have all the noblemen, the priests, and everybody coming over? You are the number one guest, but everybody else is coming. She needs to be helping me fix this table. She needs to help me fix this food and clean up this house. Instead, she's rubbing oil with her hair and bathing your feet. Who was the ideal woman in that situation? Martha? I think not. It was Mary, because she stayed at his feet. She was worshiping the one and true God. She knew where she needed to be. She wasn't busy. Men, there is power in unity. Men, find yourself the virtuous and the ideal woman of God. That's where your help lies. That's where your understanding is. That's the one that's going to be there for you. Huh? My God. She's going to be there when nobody else is there. When you fall, when you lose everything. That virtuous woman is right there telling you just the richest thing. You the biggest, beautiful man she's ever seen.
You the cream of the cream.
That ideal woman gonna lift lift you up like nothing before. The ideal woman is going to stand no matter what. When the gush of wind comes through, she's going to stand. When the trials and tribulations come through, she's going to stand. When the things are not fitting your understanding or your description, she's going to stand. When the gates of hell are trying to triumph over her, she's going to stand.
Yeah, Lord.
When the church is falling against her, she's going to stand. When society is calling her out of her name, she's going to stand. When all she has is a peck of hamburger and a can of pumpkin meat, she's going to stand. See, the ideal woman is going to be able to make a way out of no way and still stand. The ideal woman is going to be able to feed her family and clothe her family and still stand. See, the ideal woman is not the size or the appearance. The ideal woman is all about characteristic. Characteristic. That's what God is looking for us. Characteristics. I'm often reminded of Galatians 5. Where the things of the law are not governed by God. They are governed by man. Your characteristics, amen, are governed by God. Often I tell the people, you do not go to court because you've fallen in love with somebody, but you go to court because you've committed murder. Things that are governed by God. Find yourself always in the understanding and the reverence of God. We will not be a failed people if we put God first. My motto is, for God I live and for God I die. For God I live and for God I'll die. What happens to that unsaved husband or that unsaved wife? The Bible reminds us, amen, that when the enemy is here and God shows up on the scene, the enemy will do what, Faith? He will flee. So either that unsaved wife or that unsaved husband will convert and turn from their wicked ways, or they'll just have to move on. Are you promoting divorce, Pastor? No. What I'm doing is having you exercise to get the enemy away from you. Christ had to leave his own home in order for the people to recognize that he was the Messiah. Yet and still, he returned, didn't he? He had to come back and clean out the temple. This was his father's house. Your vessel, it's not you. It's not yours. It don't belong to you. It's your father's place of dwelling. So what are you supposed to do? Plant seeds. Plant seeds in your children. Plant seeds in your husband. Plant seeds in your wives. Do your best to show them the truth and the life. Help them on the path of righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
The ideal woman will do just that.
Yes, Lord.
The ideal woman is not sitting down and high-fiving her sister, girl, I cussed him out. Would you believe that? Huh? Really? You proud? That's not godly. That's so and so and so. Let me help you out, brothers and sisters. They don't want me to put my religion down. Baby, if that's all you hold in this religion, you might as well put it down.
My Lord.
If you have a relationship with God, a relationship with him, your relationship will dictate the lifestyle that you're living. There's no possible way that he could be the lover of your soul the author and finisher of your life, the one that you believe will hold you in eternity for the rest of your life with milk and honey. There's no way possible that you can be there in a relationship with him and still be doing the things of this world.
Okay.
Make it plain, Pastor. There's no way in God's green earth that you can remain in a relationship with him and still do the things that the enemy has created around you. No way. He said, I'll spew you out. What does that mean? I can't deal with you, lukewarm. You either on fire for me or you cold for the other. You either loving on me or you hating the other. Come on, somebody. The ideal woman, the virtuous woman, will always be loving on God. She will always be on fire for the word of God. She will always be planting seeds in the unsaved. She will always have her work at the building of the kingdom. Come on now. She will always be feeding the needy. She will always be running amok over the enemy's territory. No matter how it feels, no matter what she's going through, she will always have God first. She will always be virtuous in her mate's eyes. She will always be noble in her children's eyes. She will always be loving in her community. Come on, somebody. Don't act like I'm by myself here. A virtuous and ideal woman is a godly woman. Point blank and simple.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just make it plain.
Cool.
A godly woman.
Godly.
Not a woman that's holy, holy, holy on Sunday and Wednesday for Bible study. Come on now. But a woman that is holy, holy, holy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So come on now, somebody. January, February, March, April, May. Come on now. 2000, 2001,
2, 3, 4, 5. Come on now. Amen. Always. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Find it not robbery to examine yourself.
Amen.
The Bible reminds us that we are to die daily. Daily, what does that mean? Something we've done within that day just wasn't pleasing to God. So you know what? If I'm able to wake up, Lord God, before I close my eyes, I repent of all my sins that I may have done to you, knowingly and unknowing to you, God.
Amen.
Before you lay your head down and close your eyes, repent. Sacrifice yourself unto God. Give back those things that don't belong. Amen?
Amen.
The enemy, in speaking to the prophetess today, I was reminded that the enemy has no hell or heaven to put you in. No man or woman has a hell or heaven to put you in. Only God has a heaven to put you in. And he'll cast you out if you're not right before him on judgment day. I don't want to be caught off guard when my father tells me, get from in front of me.
Hmm.
Move.
No, you not. Jesus.
Glory. I love the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, If I have something with me that is not of you, I bind it and cast it out right now in the name of Jesus by the authority appointed to me.
Lord.
The Father said that we are go boldly before the throne of grace.
Amen.
What are you saying, Pastor? You need to go with some expectation on your mind. You need to go with some expectation in your heart. You need to go with some expectation in the prayer life that you have. It's time for us to go to war. Amen. It's time for us to suit up for God. We are so humble. We're so content in the ministry. Amen. You women of God, you're so content. Amen. Oh, I don't need to go. I don't need to prove nothing to myself. It's not about proving anything to yourself. It's not about proving things to your ministry on the inside, but it's about us getting out in the streets and proving something to the unsaved to
to be able to allow them to see God so they can turn from their wicked ways. See, this is what a virtuous woman would do. She would sacrifice herself. Come on now. Obedience is better than sacrifice, I'm often reminded of the Bible. God said, Christ said it in Matthew 28, go ye therefore. He didn't say stay in those four walls. Did you ever realize how great Princess Diana got? She was bigger than the queen herself. She was bigger than Prince Charles. She was popular. Why? Because she didn't allow the four walls over there in Buckingham to hold her in. She got out of the walls. She got with the people. She got into the streets of London. She came over to the U.S. She got involved with us. She went down to Australia. She was over in Asia. When we lost that woman, we lost a great woman. Why? Because she was out there. Well, we only want to stay in our own house. We want to mind our own business. You are your brothers and your sisters' keepers. If I'm not virtuous in God's sight and you see something I don't see, help me out. I want what you got. I want to get where you're going. If I see where my brothers and my sisters are falling, I'm going to help them out. Why? Because I want them to get what I got. I want them to go where I'm going. The ideal woman will put herself aside and sacrifice for the good cause. What's the greatest call? What's the greatest charge in your life? To help somebody with their salvation. To allow them to know who Christ is. That's our ultimate goal. To spread the gospel. The ideal woman. That's first in her life. That's first in her life.
Amen.
Without loving on the cross, how could she love on her husband? How could she rightfully be able to divide the word of truth unto God, amen, so she wouldn't be ashamed in front of her own children? Come on now. Who is your ideal woman? Who is your virtuous woman? Who is the ideal man? It's a lie and the truth ain't in it if a man say, I can love you and know how to love on God. If I can serve you, notice then, baby, he ain't in love with you at all. You gotta love God. You gotta appreciate the air that you breathe.
My Lord.
You gotta appreciate the idea that you were able to open your eyes.
My Lord. Help us, Pastor.
Jesus. The ideal man. Glory to God. You have to be able to live right in season and out of season. It's not only Easter, Mother's Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas, Thanksgiving time. That's not the time for family and gathering. It's day in and day out. Oh, I don't even deal with them. They never like me anyway, really. Christ said that we are to love our neighbors. That's a charge. Love, that's a charge. Do you seriously believe that? That you don't have to deal with them? That you don't have to love them? You don't have to interact? But you got to pray for them. The Bible reminds us that we have to pray for those that spitefully use us. Pray for you. Pray for your enemy. Pray for their deliverance. Pray for their understanding. Pray that God will show up in their lives. Not that he's not already there, but the blinders will be removed. Pray for them. You don't pray ill things against people, huh? Because that's not the God you're serving at that point. That's not what virtuous and ideal men and women of God would do.
my God. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to break bread with you. I thank God for you taking the time to listen to it. Amen. I just thank God. Amen. And this is a time where we would just open up, amen, for time of prayer for those that want to seek God's face, those that have a desire to understand who he is in life, those who have a willingness to seek what God is all about and his purpose in your life and how God could be a beacon of light in a time of darkness in your life. This is a time for you to open up and run to God with everything that you have. But you say, I've done too many bad things for too many people. I've sold too many drugs. I've said too many lies against our brothers and our sisters. I've murdered. I've committed adultery. I've committed fornication. God said that he is married to the backslider, honey. This is a time for you to repent of all of your sins. If you have illnesses in your body, things that you know that you are the cause of it, amen? Or even if you're stricken with an illness and you had nothing to do with it and you're upset with the Father, why did you leave me to this burden? Why did you allow these things to come across me? This is a time for us to repent and ask God for some forgiveness and allow him to enter into our lives. Because, see, God doesn't force himself. He doesn't rape us with his spirit. Amen. He's a perfect gentleman. God comes in subtle and peaceful and calm, and he's there to bring peace, amen, in the time of a storm. He's there to stand up with you. He's there to hold you. He's there to guide you. He's there to minister to you. He's there to help you through your trial. He's there to pull you through your tribulation. God is there to do all these things for you. God is there to help you become the virtuous man, the virtuous woman, the ideal man, the ideal woman. God is there with open arms. Amen. This is the time to repent all those things that are not like God. God wants you to be sealed. Amen. Hell was not made for us. Don't let nobody say you're going to bust hell wide open. Amen. And not give you the opportunity to turn to God. This is a time for you to turn to God. He's there. He's waiting for you. Just believe and know that at this time, amen, you're going to say this prayer. Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, on this day I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord God, I believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. Lord, I believe that you have died and rose for all of our sins, Lord God, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly, God. So, Father God, we welcome you into our lives, into our homes, Lord God. Lord, teach us and direct our path, Lord God. Show us the way, Father God, that we may be servants of your word, God, that we will be doing the things that you've called us to be, Lord God. We may continue, Lord God, to walk into your anointing, to walk into your call, to walk into your purpose, to ride, Lord God, on the wings. Lord, we love you on this day. Father, we ask that you break up the foul ground around us. Any things that exalt itself against you, Father God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to loose your angels around your people right now, God. Continue to give us grace. Continue to give us mercy. Continue to give us love, Lord God. Continue to endow us with your power, Father God, that others may be able to see you, Lord God, and turn from their ways. In the name of the precious blood-washed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, callers. This is Pastor Priscilla E. McCray of International Prayer Center. And interceding is what I do. Until we come again, next Wednesday, 12 o'clock,
same time, same place. I look forward to standing in the gap just for you. Visit us and let us know that you were there at www.intprayer.com. I love you, and so does God. Until then, interceding is what I do. Goodbye.